it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Right now we're in New York to take on the Yankees. Now, this season, the Yankees, they began the season 1-4. Two of those losses came against the Orioles. But since that start, they've gone 12-3. And so far this season, Yankees have done that with a very consistent offense and, right now, the best pitching in the American League. We'll talk to Buck Showalter and get his thoughts on this Yankee team so far this season after about 20 games. The Skipper, right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's Manager's Report. First visit to Yankee Stadium this season. Buck, this is a different Yankees team than we're used to with some of the veterans gone now. What's been working for them that's going to make them a challenge in this series?
Oh, their starting pitching has been real good in their bullpen. You're playing a six-inning game, seven-inning. They're really solid down there. And, you know, they're defending well. And they're doing a lot of things that going to make them competitive all year long. If they stay healthy in their pitching, they're going to be there all year. They're solid, and you know, we got our work cut out for us.
CC Sabathia making his 40th career start against the Orioles. I assume at this point there are no secrets. He knows you guys know him.
Well, you got to keep an eye because he evolves as a pitcher, you know, and he'll I don't want to say invent some things, but he'll do some things differently if something's not working. He's not going to sit there and go down that insanity thing. We're doing the same thing, expecting a different result. He's not ever going to give in and throw a fastball in a fastball count. And there are no fastball counts anymore in the American League. There are no hitter counts because everybody's pitching backwards. And he's a real good example of that. You've got to stay patient and not think because you're in a hitter's count, especially with people on base, that he's going to challenge you with a fastball. He's going to show you the fastball off the plate in for effect.
Joey Rickard came off the DL today, and he's in the lineup leading off. What did you miss not having him around?
I mean, just the versatility and the piece that it gave us, the ability to do some things, and you know, PIECE and PEACE that were covered in some areas that Joey brings. And it really hurt us last year, I thought, not having him at times. But, you know, the way it usually works, Rock, you start getting some guys back, and then there's another hole in the dike, so to speak. But, you know, it's good to get Joy back. He answered the health questions, and we're ready to go.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's Manager's Report, talking about Rickard being back. You'd have a five-man bench again. How long would you like to keep that? And it's basically just up to how the pitching holds up and whether you can go short a reliever.
Well, 162 games, I hope, and that's one of the things with the optionable pieces we have. You know, we're going to attempt it, but if we can't, we won't do it. You know, we're hoping that Zach and Tillman are around the corner. You know, Zach's going to pitch tonight, and then we'll see how things are on Sunday and see if we want to make that move or have him pitch again.
With Tillman, Chris Tillman, he's here in New York now, pitched last night at Potomac. I assume a bullpen day, maybe Sunday. What were the reports like last night? I know the numbers weren't great, but he said he feels really good. And do you know yet what's next for him?
Well, you know, it's impressive. It doesn't surprise me. Roger McDowell went to Potomac on his off day and was there with Chris and then got on a train this morning and came over and had a fun Uber drive. They went somewhere other than Yankee Stadium. But it's killing Roger not to be here so early. But it's a step, good step. Keep in mind that it's usually five or six outings in spring training, and there's a potential for him to make another start. We're going to wait and see how his workday goes before we make that decision, but he's close, and you know, his return is imminent. You know, whether or not he makes one more start or not is the question.
And you mentioned Zach. Is it possible that he could just throw that one inning in Bowie and be ready? And how impressed are you with how the bullpen has kind of picked up that slack? That's a big piece to have missing there.
Well, it's a chain, and guys just move the chain up. I don't sit here and make a big deal about it to them. You know, they know that they don't really look at roles. Their role is to get people out when the phone rings, and I think that's played well for us. You know, Zach is going to, you know, we're going to lean on him a little bit, but, you know, it's a lot like Tillman's side day. We want to see how things go, and first of all, listen to Zach because he knows when it's right and when it's not, and listen to the people that will be there with him. And, you know, if it's not one outing, it'll be two. It's just like Chris. We're either going to start him on the second or have one more outing.
Thank you, Buck. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, Rock, thank you. And the manager's report brought to you by GEICO. GEICO offers a variety of policies for your commercial needs, whether it's liability, business owner's policies, commercial auto, or even rideshare insurance. GEICO can help. Go to geico.com/commercial and get your free quote today. Well, Trey Mancini has not started a game in, what, three games now. But he's back in there tonight. his first game ever at Yankee Stadium. So will there be a boom-boom for the great Mancini at Yankee Stadium tonight? Well, très bien. He and Jim Hunter, they get together next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles begin a seven-game road trip tonight, first of three in New York, and visiting with Trey Mancini. And I'm curious how you're adjusting to the role that you're in. I looked it up. You played in the first two games, then you sat two, then you played four in a row, then you sat two, then you played seven in a row, and now you've sat the last three. You're not used to that.
Oh, no, not exactly, but it's, it's a role that I'm welcoming, absolutely. I knew going into spring training and once the season started that was likely to be my role, and it was always my goal to make the team and contribute in whatever way possible. So, I'm very happy with it, and I have been asked a lot if it's, like, tough to have some games off and then play some, and not really. I grew up playing, you know, maybe two or three games a week in high school and college and stuff like that. So it's pretty similar to that, and I don't think it changes anything with what I try to do whenever I'm in the lineup.
However, as a professional throughout the minor leagues, you are always a middle of the lineup everyday player. So I'm assuming there's had to be a couple of adjustments.
Yeah, you just always got to be ready. It's a little different in the minors. I went to the park knowing that I was going to be in the game every night. Now I have a pretty good idea of when I'm going to be playing, but even when I'm not, I'm still mentally, you know, I do everything like I would be playing that night because there's a good chance that I'll come in for a pinch hit or something along those lines.
You're more than a role player. You play very regularly, just not every day. Have you been able to talk to any veterans who maybe have been in a similar spot as you just to pick their brain a bit about how to stay sharp?
Not too much. I mean, I feel like I have a good idea of what I'm doing there. And I think that's a role for probably most guys whenever they make the majors is kind of in a role where they're playing every few games and then maybe sit a couple and then mentally I feel good about it, but if it starts to for some reason not be that way, then I'll definitely lean on a couple of the guys, I think, who have been in that situation.
Well, this has been a season of adjustments for you. You've had to adjust to learning the outfield. Left field, you're in right field tonight. You've had to adjust to being a DH. You've even played a game at first base. So this has been a year where it's you're Mr. Utility, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably wouldn't have expected me to be Mr. Utility if they had seen me play like previously, but I love it. It's really cool to be able to be a dynamic player, and I always knew I could do it, so it's great to be at this level, filling a bunch of different roles for whatever they need on certain days.
Now, when you start against left-handed starters like tonight, you usually get the best they have. And Sabathia, even though he's getting on in years, he's reinvented himself, and he's very tough, especially with the breaking stuff. When you do your homework for a guy like that, what do you look for?
He really is. I've faced him twice now, once in spring training and then at our place the first weekend of the year, and he's tough, and I've had some trouble with him. So, I watched some game film, and I know what I need to do, but it's a matter of doing it in the game. Just kind of, relax is the like toughest thing to do, I think, at this level. Still, sometimes you get a little too amped up, and that's happened from time to time. But I think you got to go with the right field, right center approach, and try to almost single them to death over there. I think that's what you do with. He mixes his pitches so well, and you can't be too jumpy, and you can't really sit on his fastball too much because he can put it where he wants, and you don't want to be flying open too much. You got to be ready for everything that he's got.
In this ballpark, that right center approach, actually for your power, isn't a bad thing because this is a very short right field. You could hit it out easily.
Right, yeah, that's true, and that helps mentally knowing that, you know, driving the ball that way, it's got to get a chance of going out. I'm really going to try to commit to that tonight.
All right, your first game at Yankee Stadium, to me this doesn't have the aura of the old stadium, but it's still a pretty impressive place. Now, you're going to be out there in right field. The fans are going to be all over you. It's got to be fun.
It is, yeah. I mean, this is incredible. I grew up going, we'd come to New York every year, actually, my family would, and we'd always go to a Yankees game, so it's crazy, you know, playing here, and especially being in right field. I know they probably get worn out the most, more than anybody else in the outfield, so it's going to be fun.
When you did that as a kid growing up, did you dream?
Yeah, I did, and I knew there was a chance, but you know the chances aren't great for like young kids playing. But you've always got to, you know, work hard and believe that you can do it. So it's amazing to be here.
The Orioles are off to a remarkable start, 14-6, first place in the division. And the team collectively really hasn't started to hit yet. Are you surprised at the success, seeing the struggles at the plate?
I mean, I'm not surprised at the success, but it's very comforting in a way, knowing that, you know, we have struggled offensively. I mean, we haven't played our potential offensively. That's no secret. So it's great knowing that. And the pitching's just been incredible. They picked us up so many games. And you know, offensive slumps like that don't last a whole year. And, you know, any day that, you know, we can come out and put up some runs and everybody will start hitting collectively, hopefully, soon. And I feel like that's a very good thing to know, that we've, you know, done this well up to that point, probably not reaching our full offensive potential.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium. A horrendous defeat here tonight. Orioles led by 8, 11-3. They had the lead, and they wound up losing this thing by a score of 14-11. The pitching tonight was very disappointing. Kevin Gausman, 6 innings, and it was his game to win. But Gausman giving up 4 runs on 8 hits with a couple of walks and 3 strikeouts. Gausman has now made 6 starts. He's had just 1 quality start so far this year. Tonight it gets a no decision because Nuno did not pitch well. Michael Givens got a couple of big outs. Darren O'Day came in with a 1-2-3, but Brad Brock came out of the bullpen in a save situation and what they call a platter save, a 3-run lead, and, a blown save. The first time an Oriole has had a blown save in a while, so perfection is no longer the case. Brock with a blown save, and then Aquino came out of the bullpen, and he just could not throw a strike until Matt Holliday hit that 3-run home run to give the Yankees a very unlikely win. So while the Orioles had the lead early, in the third inning, with 2 outs and the bases empty, it was Rickard an infield single to keep the inning going. And then Jones got a base on balls. That brought up Manny Machado.
Drive towards right center field that chases Ellsbury back, and it's over his head and against the wall. Here's Rickard to score. Jones rounding third. He's being sent to the plate. He will score standing. And Manny Machado with a 2-run double to center field has given the Orioles a 2-0 lead.
There you go. Then in the fourth inning, Davis, a leadoff walk. And that brought up Wellington Castillo.
Here's Castillo, who grounded out his first at-bat. And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball right field, has some carry. Back goes Judge, and that ball is gone. It carries out of here the opposite way. Wellington Castillo, his first of the year, his first as an Oriole. And the Birds have a 4-0 lead in the fourth.
Yeah, so at that point, it looked pretty good. And Manny Machado came up as the leadoff hitter in the fifth. Manny had singled in the first. He had doubled home a couple of runs in the third, as you just heard. And then in the fifth, he came up as the leadoff hitter. 2-2 pitch. Machado drives it to deep center. Manny Machado, hasta la vista, baby! I thought he might do that tonight, the way he's seeing the ball. He goes 3-for-3 in this game. He has singled, he has doubled, and now he has homered. I think he's back. So again, at that point, it looked pretty good. But then Gausman with that big lead in the fifth. Aaron Judge, the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's a drive into deep left. Oh, there goes the Judge. Gone, a home run. Into the bullpen in left center. A rocket that gets out. Aaron Judge, his 8th, to make it 5-1 Orioles in the fifth. Okay, just a little blip. Then came the top of the sixth inning. With 2 outs and the bases empty, Rickard a bunt single to keep the inning going. And then Jones a base hit. And then Machado, after a pitching change, he got a walk. And so Trumbo came up to hit with the bases loaded.
Mitchell Deal swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Back it goes. It is gone for Trumbo. There's a grand slam for Trumbo. He breaks out in a big way. And the Orioles break it open. It is now 9-1. 77 at-bats without a home run, 58 at-bats without an RBI, and with one vicious swing, he breaks out of both.
Yeah, but then the Yankees in the bottom of the sixth inning. Holliday a double, and then Castro a single. Gregorius a ground out to pick up an RBI, and then the Judge came up to hit again.
The 3-2 to Judge, swinging a high fly ball to deep center field. That chases Jones, and that ball is gone. For Aaron Judge, his second home run of the game, the straightaway center field. He now has 9 home runs, 2 in this game, He has homered in back-to-back at-bats. And it's 9-4 Baltimore here in the sixth.
Okay, so for the Orioles, still is pretty good, right? Especially in the top of the seventh inning. A walk to Castillo to get the inning started. And then it was a double to put a couple of runners out there for Jonathan Scope.
And the pitch, breaking ball, had a base hit down the left field line past the diving Headley. Here's Castillo to score. Here comes Gentry to score. And Jonathan Scope got two of those runs right back. A base hit down the line. He jumped on the first pitch. It's now 11-4 Orioles in the seventh inning.
Yep, and then came the bottom of the seventh inning after Kevin Gausman had gone six innings. That's when Nuno came on to pitch. One out. It was Headley with a double, and then a walk to Holiday. And then, after the infield single earlier in the inning, the Yankees had the bases loaded for Jacoby Ellsbury.
Here's the 2-1, swinging a high fly ball to right field, back on to Gentry, and that ball is gone. It's a grand slam by Ellsbury, and it's all of a sudden a three-run game. It's 11-8 Baltimore in the seventh.
So the Yankees at that point seemed like a locomotive, and the Orioles seemed like they just could not get out of the way. Came the fateful bottom of the ninth inning. Brad Brock came on to close. Headley got a leadoff walk. Holiday got a single. Eventually, Ellsbury, a force play to drive in a run. And that's when Castro came up to hit in a two-run game, and suddenly we were starting over again. And now here's Castro and the pitch. Fly ball deep to left, way back there. Oh, my goodness. This game is all tied up. Castro delivers a two-run home run. And for the first time in almost 2 years, an Oriole has a blown save. Here comes that locomotive, and eventually Jason Aquino, the left-hander, came out of the bullpen after Chapman had gotten the Orioles in the top of the 10th inning. Aquino just could not throw a strike. He walked Hicks, the leadoff hitter, and then he walked Igashioka, who was trying to bunt. He walked him to put two runners aboard. After Headley struck out, that's when Holiday came on to hit in a tie game, and it took just one pitch.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball to center field. That chases Adam Jones. Way out there, way out there. It is gone! And the Yankees walk it off. One of the worst losses in recent history for the Birds. The Orioles had a 9-1 lead going to the bottom of the sixth, an 11-4 lead going to the bottom of the seventh, and the Yankees win it 14-11 here in the 10th.
We kid you not. And Jim Hunter will continue our postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium. What a loss for the Orioles. They had a 9-1 lead. They had an 11-4 lead. And the Yankees walk it off, winning it 14-11. New York got three in the ninth to tie it, and then a three-run walk-off home run by Matt Holliday. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter is with Gary Thorne.
Buck, a wild game. I mean, that has had all kinds of parts to it, didn't it?
Yeah. We didn't pitch too well. They didn't particularly pitch well, and, they got some big swings. So did we. Some good things happened tonight. We'll dwell on that. Trum and Manny swung the bats well, and we know what they're capable of. Got some good innings. I thought Gaz was pretty good for the most part.
Do a little more on Gausman, would you? Because obviously this was a big start for him, trying to find himself.
Yeah, I don't really look at it as a big start. There's a lot of starts ahead for him, and he's going to seek his level, which is pretty good. And tonight was a step in the right direction. We just couldn't get the outs we needed behind him. We never felt comfortable, in this ballpark. They're playing as good as anybody, and, we knew they had a lot of firepower, but so do we. So we just didn't, we needed another touchdown.
Trumbo's bat looks like it's back a little.
Well, we hope. It's one game. He and Manny, they got a good track record, and we trust them. And you keep running them out there, they'll figure it out. They have a lot of drive. We We need all of them tonight.
But without names, does this require some more changes in the roster pitching-wise?
Potentially not. You know, we've got, deciding what we're going to do with a couple of guys. But, we're still in fairly good shape. We didn't overextend some people. But, we'll sit down and look at it here shortly. With the quick turnaround tomorrow, it's tough to get people here.
All right. Thanks, Skip.
Okay, thank you.
The Buck Showalter postgame comments as the Yankees come back and beat the Orioles 14-11 in 10 innings.